20 tahun setelah pertama kalinya menduduki posisi di parlemen, Pauline Hanson mengatakan ia telah menjadi lebih tua dan lebih bijaksana. Namun jelas, ia tidak kurang kontroversial. Berbicara kepada media di Brisbane, Miss Hanson telah menegaskan panggilannya untuk Komisi Kerajaan ke dalam Islam untuk memeriksa apakah Islam adalah sebuah agama atau ideologi politik. Ia mengatakan bahwa ia khawatir mengenai pertumbuhan Islam terkait dengan terlalu banyak masalah dunia.
And we've seen it happen in Denmark and England and Germany and France and Tunisia, Egypt, you know, and America, everywhere. Do you want to see terrorism on our streets here? Do you want to see our Australians murdered?
Pauline Hanson telah mengatakan bahwa ia ingin melihat pengawasan di masjid-masjid dan sekolah-sekolah di Australia. Ia ingin pakaian Islam, burka dan nikab untuk dilarang dan juga menghentikan imigrasi warga Muslim dan asupan kepada pengungsi berlatar belakang negara Islam. Dan ia telah membela kebijakan-kebijakan di sebuah konferensi media.
How many of you really get out there and question the imams who actually preach hate towards us and their hatred, you know?
Direktur Jaringan Hukum Muslim di New South Wales, Zahir Edris, mengatakan bahwa komentar Miss Hanson sangat melelahkan, ketinggalan zaman, dan menyinggung.
It's not only not helpful, but actually contrary to what Australia stands for. So taking the approach that we don't want any Muslims, for example, is just a really silly one. The idea that we would over-police a particular community is also pretty ludicrous. We'd like to think that Australians, for the most part, you know, Muslims are we're your neighbours, we're your doctors, we're your lawyers, we're, you know, your friends and your colleagues.
Pada tahun 1996, dalam pidato perdananya, Pauline Hanson memicu kemarahan publik ketika ia memperingatkan Australia sedang dibanjiri oleh orang-orang Asia. 20 tahun kemudian, ia masih bertahan dengan tuduhannya tersebut.
Well, you go and ask a lot of people in Sydney at Hurstville or some of those other suburbs, they feel that they have been swamped by Asians.
SBS mengunjungi pinggiran kota Sydney yang memiliki penduduk Cina Australia yang besar untuk meminta reaksi warga terhadap komentar Pauline Hanson tersebut.
She's a waste of oxygen. She's against Muslims, she's against Asians, she's against everybody.
For me, I think we cannot stop the immigration. We need more and more people to hold the Australian economic.
Yeah. I think it's a bit ridiculous. Like, they're coming here to make a home for themselves, to have their families and stuff. They're coming here to make jobs, creating jobs, owning businesses, like they're making money. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Pauline Hanson mengatakan pandangannya dibenarkan oleh suara yang ia dapatkan. Ia juga mengaku bahwa ia bisa berakhir dengan sebanyak 6 senator dari partainya.